Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Welcome on board WKOK Sunrise. Rob Centers, our fabulous producer, so we always appreciate his help and hard work. So thank you, Rob Center. In the studio with us now, if I look up, it must be Chris Markle. He's back. He was here last week promoting the War on the World's War of the Worlds event that took place at SU, and I understand you had a good turnout for that?
Great turnout. Thank you for all your support of that event, Mark.
Fabulous. I'm glad you did. I've seen dramatizations of it, and it's really super to see. But you are also an advisor for the Andrew McDonough Be Positive Foundation, which operates in and around Susquehanna University. You also happen to be a senior advancement officer at Susquehanna University. I call you a money bagger, but there's a much better way to put it than that. Making sure that folks who've graduated from SU like yourself remember SU and remember what supporting the university can really do to change lives. Well, you brought along one of the senior students from SU that's very active in the Be Positive Foundation. Allison Lawrence is here. She's from New Jersey, a senior in graphic design. I understand you're a pretty sharp creative artist on campus.
I do try.
Well, and a graphic, if you don't mind my asking, I think of graphic design when I think of that, I just think of everything. You know, any images we see, any good watercolors, maybe a pen and ink.
I'm glad you do. A lot of people don't realize that graphic design is everywhere you look, really.
Well, absolutely. So any good logo. So if we got a good logo, there's a graphic designer behind her.
Absolutely.
Every so often we put out a t-shirt from one of our events and we always try to get a good design on the front of it. So you do that. Well, good luck. I'm sure you are a creative force that's about to enter the world. So
thank you.
So we appreciate you coming in. Be Positive. Why don't you explain the foundation and we'll find out what's coming up.
About a year ago, I had not heard of the Be Positive Foundation. It was a new organization on campus, and just hearing the name of the group, Be Positive, it led me to ask you, tell me more about it. And I loved, obviously, what I'm hearing from the beginning about the positivity. And it is, as you said, Mark, the Andrew McDonough Be Positive Foundation. And it honors the memory of this young man, Andrew McDonough. He was a 14-year-old soccer player from Wilmington, Delaware. One day, he was helping his team win a huge state championship game, and then 48 hours later, he was in cardiac arrest, and he was diagnosed with AML leukemia. Andrew was not expected to live the night, but he went on and he battled and he fought for 167 days before he passed away. Well, it was about 12 years now, and his blood type was B positive, which is also, as they say in the foundation, how he really lived his life. He was such a positive force in Delaware, his school, his team, and the family started the foundation in his honor, which really wants to do all it can to provide financial help to families of children with cancer and support childhood cancer research and really advocate for more funding for cancer research and trying to help families that have had this happen, because there's not a lot of money allocated to families now and research. So the foundation's doing some great work, and I was thrilled that we had this group on campus, a relatively new group. And when I met Allison, I said, I definitely want to be a part of this, and I'm excited with what we're doing this weekend.
We'll explain the Susquehanna University connection, how to Be Positive come to be on campus, and what does the group do?
Sure. So 2 years ago now, this will be our second Dawn event. One of our now alum, Nikki Haggerty, brought it to campus. I think we were just looking to find an event that students could really rally around, and everybody can relate to cancer in some way or another, maybe not pediatric cancer, but I think that cancer touches pretty much everybody. So we wanted to bring an event that a lot of people could rally around. And so now I'm the president of the Be Positive Foundation. I took over after Nikki. And this weekend on Friday, we're having our second SU-thon. So it's a dance marathon for 6 hours. We'll be having multiple types of events. And it's really a fundraiser to help us reach our goal of $10,000 raised for the foundation.
All right. So the thon is this week. If folks were to be interested in our audience in supporting it, how could they do that?
Sure. So it is at Trax, which is a student-run nightclub at Susquehanna University. You do have to be a Susquehanna student, to go to Trax. However, we are having a Chipotle fundraiser today from 5 to 9 at the Chipotle in Sealands Grove. And that would be a really great way, an easy way for you guys to go out with your families and support the foundation. And 33% of that money purchased at Chipotle will go back to us. So that's an easy way.
That's today. What's another way for the general public?
So if you would like to follow us on social media, all of our handles are at BePositiveSU. So it's all spelled out, BePositiveSU. And our links to our donation website are found on all of those pages. It's quite a hefty link, so that might be the easiest way to find that link. And if you are able and passionate about the cause, a donation would be greatly appreciated by everybody that's working on the council.
Pardon me, and you are on Facebook, so folks can just go there and all kinds of contact information, and there's a place to contact you. All right, well, why do all of this work, child? You have enough to do. You're a busy student. You're a senior. You got tons going on. You guys keep wacky hours anyway, but now you've added this on.
We do, and, you know, like I was saying before, I think that cancer touches everybody in one way or another. I've had my fair share, and I think that I was really passionate about it, and I was also passionate, like Chris was talking about, the message of the foundation. You know, they're not just asking people to donate. They're asking people to live a positive life. They're asking people to go out into the world and make people happy and kind of grow some positivity wherever they can, and I really live my life by that. I try to be a positive person. So I was really passionate about the message of the foundation before anything else. So that's really why I got involved, and I started out as the marketing and PR, and I went on to be the president, and I'm really loving it.
And how many hours of sleep did you get in the past 24 hours?
More than you would think.
Okay, so, but not enough is always the sound advice, because this is early for students, right? Kids don't generally get
this
up.
This is early, but I got to see the sunrise, so okay. It was nice.
See, it was a perk.
So when she's tired, she's a sullen, morose, not feel good person.
Allison's always upbeat.
Okay, that's
she's
positive.
Awesome. She's a force here.
It's that be positive.
Oh, and when I see this group come together at meetings, they really have done their homework. Subcommittees doing great work. Each member really is pulling their weight, and it is a positive group. I've been at the school about 30 years now, and this is one of the premier organizations I've seen and been a part of. So I'm excited about Friday night and seeing how that does go. They've got so many events for the students to be a part of, and different ways that they can learn more about, you know, be positive and support the cause as well. And I think that $10,000 goal is going to be achieved.
All right, so you have a $10,000 goal. There'll be a Chipotle today where 33% of the proceeds this afternoon in Sealands Grove would go towards the Be Positive fundraising dance-a-thon that's being held this Friday. It's this Friday from 8 to 2 a.m. It is at Trax, so it's limited to SU students. So I can't go there and support this in person.
That's correct. Okay. It is for the SU students, but as Allison said, there are ways to support with social media and just having a chance to go to the website or Facebook and learning more about Be Positive.
Right, and I think social media, go to Facebook, that's a great connection for people, and she'll make sure, if it isn't already, that there's just an easy path for individuals from the outside to support this. That's a dance-a-thon that's coming up this Friday. What are some other things that Be Positive does throughout the year?
Sure. We do fundraise throughout the year. We hold bake sales. We try to get involved in the campus community as much as possible. One of our goals for this year, which we haven't gotten to yet, but I think after Thon comes and goes, we might have a bit more time on our hands to maybe volunteer at a local community aid or something like that to help get involved and, you know, maybe not directly related to cancer, but maybe helping children in some way is one of our goals for the semester. So we're hoping to get that done. But like I said, we do run fundraisers throughout the year. We've canned at football games at Susquehanna and stuff like that.
And tell me that if it weren't for this group, sort of what can take over? Is this meant to displace anything else on campus? Maybe, you know, maybe an element of negativity or, you know, kind of the world events seem to weigh on people sometimes.
Yeah, I think that the nice thing about Be Positive and dance-a-thons in general is that it's rallying around a really difficult and hard thing that a lot of people deal with, but it's in, like Chris was talking about, it's in a positive light. So people come, we dance, we have fun, we do raise money, but the goal is to really unify Susquehanna's campus. It doesn't matter if you're in Greek life, if you're on a sports team, if you're involved in a club or organization. When everybody comes to the dance-a-thon, it's really supposed to unify the campus community. And it's just supposed to help people feel like, you know, they're not alone in their fight, whether that's with cancer or with another diagnosis. Whatever it may be, it's really to help people become happier in their daily life.
Hashtag be positive. Spell
exactly.
out be positive at SU, right?
Yes, sir.
An additional comment, sir? Anything to add?
We know we're on this earth for a short period of time. Let's make the most of every day. And I think this foundation, this group, does that. The Be Positive Foundation's mission, really four areas of focus: the financial assistance, cancer research, awareness, and positivity. And not many groups have that positivity as one of their four pillars. So that attracted me, and I think it's really what helps sustain this group. I hope folks might vote today and go to Chipotle, right? 5 to 9 after you vote could be a good plan.
All right. Who else leaves a wake of positivity? Honestly, that's a nice change. We're so glad to hear. Allison Lawrence, a senior graphic design student at Susquehanna University, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
President of Be Positive and the advisor for Be Positive, Chris Markle, senior advancement officer at Susquehanna University. And again, you could probably get some of the additional information at suscu.edu, but go to Facebook for the Be Positive at SU group. Easily found on Facebook.